Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bam.
Go into hour number two as we set the table with what's on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. Side Pockets at 21st and... or Kellogg and Tyler. I'm getting my sponsors mixed up there. Kellogg and Tyler, of course. Home of the lunch special. It is a Thursday at Side Pockets.
Crispy chicken strips basket served with fries. $5.95 today. Out of the corner, Kellogg and Tyler at Side Pockets. Again, a reminder, a little later on, KU football Hawk Talk with head coach David Beatty. 6 to 7 right here on KFH, followed by the Steelers and the Panthers. And then tomorrow night, a basketball... kind of doubleheader, not on the same station. 103.7 KEYN Classic Hits will have Wichita State and Providence on air at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, tip at 5. And then here on KFH at 6 o'clock from Fort Bliss, Texas, Arkansas and Texas in college basketball.
I think it's really cool when they do stuff with the armed forces or they play on an aircraft carrier. You know, they play at Fort Knox or something like that. I think it's great that Wichita State and Providence are playing at the Naval Academy. Mm-hmm.
Annapolis.
That's a really nice nod to our armed services and the people, the men and the women that protect this country. I think it's great.
Plus, Wichita State apparently toured the Capitol, the White House, and all kinds of stuff yesterday.
My goodness!
Met the president,
wow.
And yeah, they went all out. So back to business though tomorrow for Wichita State and. Back to the grindstone. Greg Marshall told Taylor Eldridge that his message to his team is not printable. quote, what I would tell them is not printable. We were bigger Tuesday, but not quicker and stronger and tougher to the basketball, unquote. So, yeah, not much will tick off Greg Marshall than not going after the ball, and they clearly didn't. That was a Louisiana Tech team that last year didn't get a very high percentage of potential offensive rebounds, and they got a bunch on Tuesday, yeah. And that was part of the reason that.
Well, they'll play better tomorrow. They'll play better tomorrow, Shane. But I think winning is going to be much more problematic, and they're clearly playing a much much better team than they were the other night. So even playing better, they can have probably a similar result. Score-wise, I mean.
Right, yeah. You could theoretically play better and still lose.
Mm-hmm. Be surprised if they win tomorrow. I will just say that.
Yeah, I think I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so, anyway.
It's bigger than that right now, especially in the early going. It's bigger than wins and losses. Mm. Get better.
It is.
Get better.
Yeah.
And that's cliche,
but
I think Greg Marshall's staring that straight in the face. Let's just get better.
All right, baseball is percolating a little bit. We're going to get MVP voting and all of the awards, the postseason awards. That baseball does a pretty good job of spreading out and keeping the game in the news. Although I think we all have a pretty good sense of who's going to win what. But you know, they still put the nominees out there and. So that's kind of interesting, I guess, to some degree. But more interesting to me is qualifying offers, the beginning of free agency, what teams are in the business of adding pieces to big time free agents. How much money are they going to command? Out in the open market, where is baseball economically right now after a free agency market a year ago that was kind of cautious? Is it going to have that same sort of caution going forward with a Bryce Harper and a Manny Machado? I would guess probably not, but we already have word that Bryce Harper 5 weeks ago turned down a 10-year, $300 million offer from the Washington Nationals. So that's a pretty good place to start, Shane. Where's we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the money. Where's the money going to follow for a guy like Bryce Harper?
Well, first of all, everybody might want to be careful about what you're asking for, wishing for, because just remember back to last year, it took big name guys forever to sign, mm-hmm. and some didn't that we thought would, and that had a, overinflated opinion of their worth, that's fair
sure.
to say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe the Cardinals would have an okay, you know, at least even money shot to get Bryce Harper. Bob Nightingale, he was on the show once upon a time from USA Today, seems to think the Philadelphia Phillies are right squarely in the mix for Bryce Harper and have the money to do it, or as much as anybody would have the money to do it. So does that mean whoever does it's going to give him $400 million freaking dollars to bat four times a game?
I mean, are you kidding me?
I mean, Machado, too. I don't know to that degree of money, but mm-hmm. somebody that's going to bat four times a game, plus with any kind of baggage that you perceive Manny Machado to have, that he's not a hustle guy, you know, he's opened his mouth. And
he didn't help himself in the postseason. He didn't help. The move to the Dodgers didn't really probably help him a whole lot, at least in the court of public opinion, and we're not the ones that are going to sign the checks.
Absolutely.
He'll find someone because he's a hellaciously talented guy. There's no question. But, man, whew, the crap he brings with him. I might throw at my own guy if he kept clipping the heels and the calves of first baseman running down the line. I mean, that's Bush League stuff. That's Bush League stuff enough for your own guys to be irritated by.
I can't believe
it.
He has
you know
the
I mean?
Stones to try that at the big league level.
I don't either.
I mean, there are places where you can get away with that, I suppose. But, God, you wouldn't think it was. Now, maybe in the minor leagues, but and you can, if you pull that mess in the World Series, he may have had in his back pocket the fact that, well, they're not going to throw at me because they might get suspended and nobody wants to get suspended for a World Series. That's the only thing I can
sure.
think of. That,
well,
you know, you're
yeah, and the Red Sox hated him enough as it was anyway because of the whole Dustin Pedroia taking him out at second base, what, three years ago? That was a huge controversy mm-hmm. then. So it's not like Manny Machado hasn't had plenty of baggage that he's brought along with him. I don't know, though. I mean, at the end of the day, can you hit for power? Can you run? Can you hit with guys on base? Are you a good defender? He kind of checks all those boxes, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting postseason, but I'm wondering whether or not last year established a little bit of a beachhead in terms of caution by teams to go too deep into the free agent pool.
Yeah, but Bryce Harper wasn't out there last year either.
No, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are outliers, obviously,
different.
Because they're difference makers.
Yeah.
But, you know, the free agents like Mike Moustakas, Carlos Gonzalez, guys that ended up not cashing the big checks. And there were others. And I think there may be even more of those. I mean, what? Attendance is down 4%, although I think a lot of that has to do with weather in the month of April more than anything else. I think baseball's in really, really good shape, but I'm not so sure that economically there's not a different kind of wisdom that's prevailing right now with teams. I mean, $350 million, $400 million contracts, really? I mean, I don't know. Bryce Harper is a hellacious player, but is he really worth that kind of bottom line? He is if someone pays him.
Is Giancarlo
Stanton? But in the grand scheme of things, well, in that ballpark, Yeah.
Well, I mean he's what's his deal worth? 350? 330? Yep. Something like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
now the ones that aren't in that stratosphere that will at least be worth tracking, Josh Donaldson, who's going to take the chance on his health. Patrick Corbin, Nathan Eovaldi, Yasmani Grandal, who the Dodgers catcher certainly couldn't have helped himself with him getting benched in the World Series, but whatever. And then they're talking about the Indians, talking about a lot of their veterans are on the trading block. Corey Kluber being one of them.
Yeah. Wow.
And your guy, Nolan Arenado, is in the final year of his contract before hitting free agency.
Yeah, boy, that's a nerve-wracking situation. I think there's a prevailing thought around here that they want to get something on the table before spring training. So we're talking about end of February, early March, before they start congregating in Arizona. But boy, they're playing it close to the vest, as you would expect. But yeah, I mean, what's a guy like Nolan Arenado worth coming out next year? Not this next season, but the year after. I can't imagine he being the face of the franchise in Denver. I can't imagine that Jeff Breidich, the general manager, isn't doing everything that he can do to get him locked up. That's a guy that you really, I think, you have to have moving forward. Letting DJ LeMahieu.
By the way, all he does is win gold gloves.
It's all he does.
Six times in six years, in addition to how he hits.
Yep, six straight. I think Brooks Robinson is the only guy that's done that at third base.
That's not a bad guess. Yeah.
I think that's right. Even including Mike Schmidt and guys like that, I believe that that's correct. But, well, be that as it may, he's a pretty damn good defender. And he works on his craft, man. I mean, that's a guy that at spring training, he's always out on the fields after work getting, balls hit him at strange angles and on short hops. And, he works 20 throws down the line outside the bag at third and behind the bag. And, I mean, he works at it a lot in the in season. And in fact, Nolan Arenado is the kind of guy, and this is one of the reasons I love this guy so much, is that he is actually more prideful about his defense than he is about what he does at the plate. Because he's going to hit 40 home runs and drive in 115 or 20 pretty much every single year. But defensively, he has an incredible amount of pride about making himself into a really great defender. I mean, he'll tell you himself that it wasn't always that way. He had a flair for it, but he wasn't as consistent as he's become. So that's where he's really put the work in and continues to put the work in on a daily basis. Although I can't imagine there are many more than 2 days at a time, even in the off season, that he's not working on his game. He and Trevor Story are workaholics. So,
speaking of gold gloves, it's nice to see. And this, you can take the value of an actual gold glove however you want. But this year's gold gloves, to me, prove that it's not just a good old boy system anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Olson got a gold glove. Matt Chapman, both of them from the A's. The corner infielders for the A's have both got a gold glove.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. DJ LeMahieu got
that's
a gold
good.
Glove, too. Now
sure,
you got the guys that the tried and true, Salvi and Yadier Molina. They both got gold gloves at catcher. Salvi got his fifth in six seasons, but he also threw out 46% of runners trying to steal, and that was best in the major league. So if that doesn't qualify you for a gold glove, I'm not sure what does.
You mean Yasmani Grandal wasn't in the running for a gold glove?
No, he lost out to Yadier Molina, who won his ninth, who's running out of mantle space or shelf space.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
The Pirates left fielder Corey Dickerson won a gold glove. So good for these guys. Nick Ahmed, shortstop, Diamondbacks, he got one. So
he's a nice player. Nick Ahmed's a nice player, man.
The Diamondbacks have some dudes. They got some guys. If they can,
yeah,
if
they can do.
Keep Paul Goldschmidt and Nick Ahmed's a good player. Zach Greinke, by the way, he got another Gold Glove at pitcher. So, yeah, so it was nice to see that it wasn't just, I don't know, and Gordon. Alex Gordon got one again, and he deserved it. Jackie Bradley Jr.
Sure.
got one. You know he deserved it. He's widely considered the best center fielder in the game. In a Major League Baseball full of good center fielders. Lokane,
yeah, no question.
Lokane was edged out by Ender Inciarte by the Braves at center field. Braves had a couple of three Gold Glovers. Nick Markakis won one. Inciarte, Freddie Freeman. They all won one. So those are your Gold Glove winners for those that are into that
stuff. What do you think will be is Bryce Harper's signing, will that clearly be the biggest news of the offseason? Or is there something that can sneak in there and maybe make even a bigger splash in Major League Baseball beyond a player signing, a trade, or whatever the case may be? It seems like Bryce Harper and his landing spot, it's probably going to be the big story in Major League Baseball in the offseason.
You'd have to have an awfully big star get traded to to trump where Bryce Harper goes.
Can we really see Bryce Harper in Philadelphia? I do like that club, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like them, but they wilted down the stretch, but I really do like that team. They've got some good young talent, good young pitching.
You know who's poised to spend some money and kind of rise from the ashes again is the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, they are. You're right.
They have kind of gone back and forth alternating good and bad seasons, but they never totally go away. And by all accounts, they've got some money to spend. And I'll be interested to see who they pick up, even though they're a long way from here, and we don't care about them necessarily. But if you're a baseball fan and you're looking for somebody that might make a splash, the San Francisco Giants are prime.
I think that'd
so.
Be a great park for him to hit in too. And he's,
that Philadelphia is a hell of a place to hit.
Yeah, it is. That's an airport.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he's from Vegas, so I don't know how much getting back to that part of the country fuels him. But you know, there are worse cities to live in than San Francisco. That's for damn sure. So,
and I doubt he's into this or cares about this, but if he goes to Philly and doesn't quite work out, there's not a fan base tougher on people that fail, maybe this side of the Yankees, than Philadelphia. They'll let him hear about it. Like I said, I doubt he's into that. It's all about where
Bryce Harper goes to the – if Bryce Harper goes to the Giants, let's just hypothetically, since we're kicking it around here, if he hypothetically goes to the Giants, how about that division? Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Giants with Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. Would they have anything left over to add anything else? Or feel like
they could? I think they got a lot of money, from what I understand.
Yeah,
Giants have a lot to play with at this point.
That's a lot for one guy.
Yeah, it's a ton for one guy. That pretty much exhausts the coffers. But but the Giants have got to be better than they've been the last 2 years. You know, Bumgarner's missed a fair amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had some other injuries. But you've got arguably one of the best catchers in the game. You've still got one of the best pitchers in the game. I don't know. Boy, that division would just be lights out, and you're playing each other 18 times a game.
Those guys would be on TV all the time.
Season?
Everybody in the
Good
NL West, they'd be all over ESPN. If Bryce Harper played for the San Francisco Giants, that'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. 1836, that's 64 games a year you're basically playing against teams that you would think would all be contenders. I don't know. I mean, is Bryce Harper alone going to the Giants make them a contender? Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
But you certainly have three contenders in the Dodgers, D-backs, and Rockies. And the Giants would be a hell of a lot better. That's better than a third of your schedule playing against teams in that division.
That would
be
absolute wars, too. And
then, oh my God,
you have the Padres. Still paying for that Matt Kemp trade.
Mm-hmm.
Still kind of paying for signing James Shields. Signed Will Myers to an $83 million extension. And there's still $119 million left on Eric Hosmer's contract.
Good Lord.
Other than that, they're in good shape.
The Eric Hosmer deal, based on where they were, made no sense to me at the time. Based on where they were with other deals that they had that they were still paying on or dealing with, and then you go and spend that kind of money on Eric Hosmer, with all due respect to Eric Hosmer, he's an okay player. He's an okay bat.
He wasn't even that this year, though. Generally,
no, he wasn't.
This year, he wasn't. You talk about buyer's remorse. He was bad this year.
Oh, my God. Unreal. Yeah. Boy, the Padres are... How far up are the Padres looking at this point? Holy Christmas.
I don't know about... according to those in the know, A.J. Preller is, I believe, their GM. They've got a decent farm system, but when... he's pulled the trigger on these deals that I've just laid out for you. They haven't gone well.
No.
And so do you trust him to trade some pieces in the farm system for a guy like Corey Kluber if they want to make a trade, or are they going to spend money on Patrick Corbin, you know, one of the best free agent pitchers? I don't see how they can make a move at all with all the money that they owe to a couple of bums and being way more than just a couple of guys away from challenging the rest of the
team. Oh, my, they're a long ways away. Long ways away. Patrick Corbin's an interesting case. Be interesting to see where he... That's another one. That's one of those guys that should be a headliner that maybe isn't. That's a guy that can be a really key piece to a team in need. All right, we're continuing here, 10:22 in the a.m., as we continue to roll through. State Farm Insurance picks of the week. Some college football news. Notre Dame looks like it's going to a backup at quarterback, getting ready to play Florida State. All of that when we continue in a moment. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.